Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Come from the cities and they come from the small towns. It's Heartland Rock and Roll bringing us back. This is John Cougar Mellencamp. Rock and roll. Rock and roll in the USA. Welcome back, 7 till the hour. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show, celebrating 19 years of our show. How about that, folks? Pretty excited about it. I'm pretty proud of it. I don't mind telling you, I'm proud that we survived 19 years, including two recessions. We've been through two recessions, including the great one. And no small feat for you and for me, right? We've survived. That's something to be proud of. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad our good friend Dr. Bill Dunkelberg is here. NFIB.com, smallbus.org, smallbiz.org is his website. I hope you'll check out there those. And that's where you can find his index of small business optimism, which he's been doing now since 1971. And he got started right out of high school. And then you can also find it on our website. He's given us permission to put it up there. Bill, thanks again for being here and for all the great work that you do. We appreciate you very much.
Congratulations to you.
Well, thank you.
A lot of anniversaries.
Exactly. Well, you've been here 16 of those.
Yeah.
So, okay, Bill, here's a question for you. We've touched on this a little bit in the past, but I want you to review it again for us. So in 1990, so 25 years ago, 26 years ago, We'd just come out of the Reagan recovery and expansion, which is, 3, 4, 5, 6% growth, but the economy was only about $6 trillion in 1990. Today it's triple that, but the population is only about 10% larger. So is it time? This is going to sound like blasphemy, but is it time to think with the growth of our economy being at the $19 trillion level, and a population only 10% more from a consumption standpoint, is it time to say maybe sustaining 3 to 4% growth is not what we should be thinking about?
Well, I don't think so, but there are some fundamentals that really determine that. Think about a population of 1,000 people. If they all decide they don't want to work, what's GDP? Nothing gets produced. So they're taking everything in terms of leisure. On the other hand, all 1,000 of those people, which we used to do when we were, a much less sophisticated society, all 1,000 of those people decide to, work, plant things, grow things, make things, and so on. Then what's GDP? It's a huge number.
Right.
With the same 1,000 people.
Right.
So now things have happened. Our population has aged dramatically. We went through a huge period of time when female labor force participation increased very dramatically. So we had all these young ladies entering the workforce and making stuff. And so GDP did grow at a very high rate. That has stopped. That's tailing down
the growth a little bit. We haven't had.
Yeah.
They're still working, but increase of the folks.
Right. That's actually the participation rate for women is kind of peaked, maybe down just a little bit. I mean, so we've taken advantage of that. Then we have a lot of people like me who are getting old and are going to work less, and it's a choice. So we choose not to make cars, but rather to take leisure.
Technology has taken more jobs around the world than anything else, much more than globalization.
That's right. That's where job loss is to technology and to productivity. That's really changed the whole job market. So we grew 4.5% GDP in the 1983 expansion all the way to 1990, and this one's 2.1. Well, a lot of that is bad economic policy that wastes our resources, but some of that is also people's choices. We've done very well, as you pointed out, huge GDP relative to the population. We're wealthier. The baby boomers as a group are very, very wealthy, and their children are going to benefit because they're going to inherit that wealth.
Right.
And so, they work less. So the GDP number may well not grow at 3 and 4%. You're not going to get a 4.5% for 10 years like we did in 83.
Isn't the biggest thing that America is going to have to reckon with over the next decade at least is what is reordering the concept of work.
Well, you know, that's always been the case, and sometimes it goes faster than others.
Yeah.
We just have to decide, you know, if we want a higher standard of living, you have to work.
Yeah,
so if we work harder, we'll have a higher standard of living. There'll be more GDP per capita.
Right.
But if we decide not to work quite so hard, since a bunch of us
we'll
are old,
Europe.
It'll be lower.
Europe.
Yeah. Well, that's different. Yeah. They just do that in general across the board.
Hey, Bill, thanks for being here. Good job today. Good job again this month on the report. We're looking forward to seeing you next month.
All right, and congratulations.
Well, thank you, Bill. Dr. Bill Duckenberg, ladies and gentlemen, a great American, one of our favorite folks here on the Brain Trust. We're really proud of the work he does, and we're so grateful and thankful to have it available to us. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.